pre-season nearly over. First game on Saturday, you must be itching to get going.
Oh, definitely. I mean, obviously everyone knows that pre-season, the hard part, you know, the running, all the fitness stuff, and then, you know, the boys are itching to go on Saturday, and I'm pretty sure, like myself, all the other boys can't wait.
And on a personal level, is it great to have someone like Stuart come in and show a bit of belief and confidence in you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I said, you know, the gaffer's given me a lot of game time, and obviously I repaid him with a few assists and stuff like that. So hopefully I can contribute, whether it's from a starting point of view or from the bench on Saturday, you know, because it's all about making an impact on the team, and that's what I want to do. You know, I want to either be creating or scoring goals.
Yeah, definitely. Were you close to leaving the club last season? Obviously, it didn't work out quite well, as well as you'd like.
I mean, you know, obviously, you've got to assess your options when things don't work out, but that's behind me now, whether I was going to leave or staying or not. It's just here or there now. I'm fully focused on playing the game on Saturday and, you know, having a good season, because that's what it's about. You know, what I realised from my career is you go through ups and downs, but what makes you is the fact that you never give up and you keep persisting. And then, you know, a change will come, and, you know, a change has come in the gaffer. And like you said, he's shown faith in me. And obviously, I want to repay him by putting in good performances.
What have you made of the gaffer's style of play and that sort of thing, the players he's brought in? Are you pleased with it, the way he's sort of trying to play the game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, obviously, he wants to play the game the right way, you know, play football and stuff like that. But there's times where we're going to go to, like, places, like, say, for example, I don't know, Mary or somebody on a buggy day, cold day, where you got to put it in the channels and, you know, play it up to the big man. So, you know, it's a variation, and, you know, obviously he's let us know that there's going to be a variation, you know, different styles. But overall, his style of play is very good. You know, he wants to pass the ball through lines and stuff like that. But also, he's made it quite clear that, you know, we've got to sometimes put the ball in behind or put it up to the big man to stretch teams so they drop off and then we can get to play. So, you know, as much as he wants to pass the ball and stuff like that, you know, he's realistic with what he has to do. And, you know, some days tactically it's going to be different. You know, you can't pass the ball, you've got to go to the big man, and that's it. So, you know, we're all clear with what we need to do, and hopefully everything works out and, you know, we get some points and finish where we want to finish, and that's in the top six.
Yeah, I was going to say the main goal of the season must be the playoffs, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, like with anything, once you've tasted it, you want to go one better. And I guess, obviously, last year, losing out to Millwall and that, I think, you know, them going to Wembley and stuff, I think that's something that all the boys would love to do. You know, everyone wants to go to Wembley in their career and even get promotion. So I think, you know, this year, that's definitely the target, to get in the top six and try and get to Wembley and get promoted. It's not going to be easy. Obviously, you've got a lot of top teams in the league this year. It's going to be a bit harder, but, you know, there's always a surprise package. I know this might sound strange, even though we're a big club, but, you know, you've got the likes of Sheffield United, Charlton and Bolton, and those other clubs that, obviously, you know, the bookies are making the favourites and stuff like that. But I don't see why we can't be the underdog, if I use this in the right term, even though we're a big club, if you get what I'm saying. Because, you know, like last year, you had your Burtons and your this, that. And we're expected to be up there because, like, you know, Bradford's a massive club with a massive fan base. But the only thing that's going to get us there is hard work. And, you know, that's what we plan to do.
I guess reputations count for
nothing. Like, of course not. Because, you know, like last year, you saw Burton. Burton probably had one of the smallest attendance in the league. But they went up automatically, and I guess that's down to team cohesion and good management. So, like I said, it's exciting to be working with the gaffer and the backroom staff, and obviously, you know, we want to do as good as possible this year, and, you know, to make that happen, everyone's got to work together.